Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
And Regina, it looks like it's asteroid week. There were reports of an extremely powerful meteor that exploded over the Earth last year, but it wasn't detected until very recently. This seems kind of amazing, given all of today's incredibly accurate high-tech satellites and other things. Why did it take so long for people to see this?
This was actually a very large explosion. This was the second largest recorded impact in the last 30 years. One of the reasons the news hasn't gotten out sooner, in part, was because it actually happened over the Bering Strait. So it happened over water, first of all, and so there was no impact onto the ground. And then the second reason was that just detecting it required looking at these sensitive low-frequency sound stations that are situated all over the Earth and kind of monitoring all the time. They were originally created to detect nuclear explosions. And so these stations had actually recorded the impact, but it took a little while for scientists to look at the data and figure out the source and the location of the explosion. And then what was really neat was when they went back and looked at some satellite data from a Japanese weather satellite, they actually have imaging of the meteor coming in and exploding, and it's about maybe 10 to 15 miles above a cloud layer. So you can look online and actually see this very cool video of this meteor actually exploding above the Earth.
Also, Regina, it looks like water has been discovered on a very small near-Earth asteroid. Now, this has a possible benefit for spacecraft in the future. Why is that?
Yeah, so one of the things as we start to think about exploring space and going out further and further, you don't want to come back to the Earth all the time to refuel your rockets because that's very expensive to leave the gravitational pull of the Earth. And so people have been trying to think how to do this in the future. And one of the ways is actually to mine these things, hydrogen and oxygen being two key components to rocket fuel, how to mine those out in space. And one of the leading ideas of how to do this is actually to find those materials on asteroids. So one of the purposes behind this recent mission that was undertaken by NASA was actually to send a spacecraft to a near-Earth asteroid. This one is called Bennu, and it's actually orbiting around this asteroid. The asteroid itself is very tiny. It's about 1,600 feet wide, so it's about as tall as the Empire State Building. But the very recent news is that they've concluded from looking very carefully at it that it actually contains water. It's not liquid water. Now, this water is locked up in the form of clays, but one could go and actually get the water out by baking the clay and then separate out the hydrogen and the oxygen and use that for rocket fuel. And so this is sort of exciting. It's kind of the first potential gas station in space, which is kind of fun.
Meanwhile, scientists now believe that some 300 pieces of a meteorite recovered in Turkey in 2015 may have originally crashed into an asteroid about 22 million years ago.
Yeah, that's right. This is a kind of a cool story because a couple of years ago, NASA sent a spacecraft to study a different asteroid called Vesta. And in doing that, they studied very carefully a large impact crater and determined that it's about 22 million years old. Something very large hit Vesta. And in the process of that collision, it sprayed a bunch of material into space. And then in 2015, separately, people observed a meteor above Turkey that we think was about 3 feet in diameter or so. It fragmented into pieces. And as you say, people were able to collect about 300 or so of those pieces. Then, since we have those actual pieces, we could study them and determine what they're made up of. And it turns out they're made up of a material that is very, very similar to the material that we see on Vesta. And so it's very, very likely that this meteorite actually came from Vesta.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thank you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.